Sekali lagi anda bersama Radio SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia. Untuk dengar ulang di podcast, anda dapat kunjungi situs kami di www.sbs.com.au/Indonesian. Dan jika anda ingin memberikan saran, anda dapat kunjungi Facebook kami atau kirimkan ke indonesian.program@sbs.com.au. Nah, mengalih ke topik yang lain, kali ini anda akan kami ajak untuk menelusuri atau membandingkan tiga macam diet yang sering dilakukan oleh orang. Hampir 2/3 orang dewasa Australia kelebihan berat badan atau mengalami obesitas. Tidak mengherankan jika 1 dari 3 orang melakukan diet setiap tahunnya. Nah, kami menelusuri 3 diet penurunan berat badan yang populer, yang disebut Paleo, Atkins, dan diet low carb high fat, serta melihat apa yang dimaksud dengan kelompok usia di atas 50 tahunan itu. Nah, Dr. Rod Taylor, seorang ahli anestesi di Melbourne, adalah pendukung diet LCHF atau Low Carbohydrate High Fat melalui kelompok Low Carb Down Under yang dia bentuk.
I've been observing patients for now 40 years and I've been observing people get bigger and bigger, waistlines expanding and more of the diseases, which I think are a reflection of poor nutrition, of the metabolic syndrome and diabetes, heart disease, strokes. Really, we have such serious problems and they only appear to be getting worse.
Dan penelitian yang dilakukan oleh perusahaan genetika konsumen MyDNA menunjukkan lebih dari 1/3 orang Australia mencoba diet setiap tahunnya karena meningkatnya masalah obesitas. CEO MyDNA, Dr. Lyra Rauchenberger, menjelaskan.
And even when they finish a diet, a further 29% admitted to putting weight back on after following that diet plan.
Dr. Rod Taylor percaya bahwa diet rendah karbohidrat dan tinggi lemak adalah jawaban untuk kesehatan dan penurunan berat badan. Ini terbukti dengan berkurangnya berat badannya 10 kg, yaitu hanya dengan mengurangi gula dan karbohidrat.
I discovered that there was really a significant body of scientific opinion recommending getting off sugar and refined carbohydrates. So I guess I've been doing it particularly for about 6 years now, and I'm very happy with all my health markers, including my blood lipids.
Nah, diet protein low carb, moderate protein, higher healthy fat dari Dr. Taylor itu dimulai dengan yaitu makan daging babi asap atau bacon, telur dan avokad untuk sarapan, lalu ikan, salad, keju dan kacang-kacangan untuk makan siang, dan daging dengan banyak sayuran untuk makan malam.
The average Australian is having about 200 to 250 grams a day, and we'd be advocating 50 grams or less, essentially cutting out the bread, the rice, pasta and the potatoes. And for people over the age of 50, I'd say it's still highly recommended be in the best health you can to avoid the diseases of older age, as much as possible protein.
Now, diet LCHF, Atkins dan Paleo memiliki karakteristik yang sama, yaitu mengkonsumsi semua makanan namun menghindari makanan yang telah diproses. Diet Paleo, yang juga dikenal sebagai caveman diet, mengikuti kebiasaan makan pemburu di era prasejarah. Diet ini mempromosikan makan daging, sayuran, buah-buahan, buah beri, kacang, dan akar rumput, namun menghindari susu, gula, kacang-kacangan, dan biji-bijian. Demikian ahli nutrisi senior Australia, Alyosa Horrigan, menjelaskan berikut ini.
It excludes normal dairy and focuses and encourages the nut milks and some other fermented milk drinks like kefir, but basically promotes more the nut milks, especially coconut milk and almond milk would be two popular ones, and they don't promote unsaturated oils. They tend to encourage people not to use unsaturated oils at all, so that would exclude olive oil, and instead they tell people to use ghee and
coconut. Namun Alicia tidak yakin jika diet paleo bermanfaat bagi kesehatan tulang orang yang sudah lanjut usia atau manula.
So it's important to have enough calcium and other minerals in your diet that help support bone health. Obviously, dairy normally is our major source of that. You do get calcium in alternative milks. You can get calcium fortified milks. But if it doesn't say calcium fortified on an alternative milk, say like almond milk, then there won't be very much calcium in there. And they're much lower in protein as well compared to cow's milk. So you need to think, well, how...
Diet Atkins memiliki banyak pengikut pada awal tahun 2000-an yang juga mempromosikan diet rendah karbohidrat dan tinggi lemak yang berfokus pada daging. Nah, diet Atkins dibagi menjadi 4 tahap. Awalnya makan kurang dari 20 gram karbohidrat per hari selama 2 minggu, lalu bertahap menambahkan kacang dan buah, kemudian secara bertahap pula meningkatkan jumlah karbohidrat.
And the Atkins diet is basically a high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet as well. The Atkins diet limits carbohydrate to about 20% of the energy in the diet coming from carbohydrate. But it's still very low in comparison to the Australian Dietary Guidelines, which tell us to eat somewhere between maybe 45 to 55% of the energy in our diet coming from carbohydrate sources.
Satu penelitian di tahun 2014 oleh NSEC Research Institute Sydney menemukan bahwa diet protein yang terlalu tinggi menghasilkan tekanan darah buruk, diabetes, serta rentang hidup yang lebih pendek. Alicia Horrigan juga telah melihat adanya komplikasi pada klien lamanya yang bereksperimen dengan diet rendah karbohidrat dan tinggi lemak. Ternyata mengkonsumsi banyak daging merah dapat meningkatkan peluang terkena kanker usus serta gangguan pencernaan lainnya.
None of these diets are really ideal, and I think people may get some weight loss, but I just worry about what people are aiming to achieve, because people, if you're trying to achieve better health, there's very little evidence that any of these patterns are going to give you a good long-term outcome that way.
Alicia mengatakan, hilangnya massa otot merupakan proses penuaan yang normal, sehingga membutuhkan konsumsi protein dan karbohidrat yang cukup.
If you want that protein to be available to improve your muscle mass, you actually need to have a certain amount of carbohydrate there so that your body can use some carbohydrate for energy, which it prefers, and then it can use the protein to look after your muscle mass and for other certain functions in your body. So if you only have a very high protein intake and low carbohydrate intake, some of the protein might need to be used for as an energy source, and so you may not be...
Alicia menyarankan untuk pergi ke dokter atau pakar gizi jika Anda mengalami masalah kesehatan kronis yang membutuhkan perubahan pola makan.
If your kidney function's impaired, but it, you know, so it's not working so well, but it's quite stable, you should certainly talk to your doctor before you make any big changes to your diet. And because it may not be good for you, quite correct, it may not be a good thing. That in fact, too much.
Nah, jika semuanya gagal, Dr. Lyer Ratchaburger dari MyDNA menyarankan untuk mengubah kode DNA untuk menciptakan program diet yang disesuaikan dengan kebutuhan Anda.
And that might tell them the specific areas that is contributing to their weight gain and making it harder for them to lose weight. Some people might have a problem with the way they process carbohydrates. Others might have a problem with fats. And understanding genetics will help you optimize your own diet plan.
Demikian tadi penelusuran tentang tiga diet populer tadi, yaitu diet Paleo, Atkins, dan diet low carb high fat yang disusun oleh Amy Chen Yu Wang.